702. WhatsApp Weekend Breakfast on 072-702-1702.
So, joining us now, Nikki Bush, our resident parenting expert. It's a special time of year, is it not, Nikki? Tomorrow being Father's Day.
Hello, Nicholas. Yes, it is. And, you know, we sometimes say these days are so commercial and we should have Father's Day every day and Mother's Day every day. But I guess having a day like this just sheds a spotlight on the importance of fathers. And we know that in South Africa, 60% of our children actually grow up without a father. We have a massive part of our population who have absent fathers. So I guess today I'd like to really encourage those who are absent fathers to get back in touch with their children and become part of their children's lives, and to those fathers who are very active in their children's lives to celebrate them, because fathers have a very, very special role to play in child development.
Yeah, I always firmly believe in the saying that it can be really anybody that can be a father, but it takes a special person to be a dad. What is the papa effect that you speak of, and why is it so important to be a good role model as a daddy?
Yeah, so I love what you've just said, because I believe that dads need to choose to be dads by design, to consciously choose to show up as a dad in their children's lives. And how dads are with their children has a massive influence on how their children will value and respect themselves down the line. And this is the PAPA effect. So I've used the term PAPA as an acronym for some effective fathering characteristics. So the first P stands for present. And this means emotional and physical presence and being really in the moment when you're with your kids. And interestingly, many dads who are present are better at this than mums. And many mums who are listening will know what I'm saying here. You know, in the pre-COVID days when dad came home from work, he walked through the door and he said, "I'm home." And he dropped his computer bag at the door, took off his jacket, and he really was home. He was present. Whereas a mum generally goes off and does all those things that mums do or have traditionally done. So cooking and cleaning and doing stuff, as opposed to just dropping into being a present parent. So mothers often multitask, and what we very often do is we judge men by their ability or inability to multitask. And a woman's brain is very definitely wired to multitask better than dads. But the upside for a dad, for a man, is that he can be far more focused when he's with his children. And children know that. In fact, I ran a workshop some years ago where a clinical psychologist was in my audience. And she had parented by the book. She had done everything right. And when her kids were in their late teens, early 20s, she asked them what they, you know, most recalled as a fine parenting moment. And they talked about their dad playing touch rugby with them in the garden. And she said she nearly burst into tears because he hardly ever, ever did that. But they did remember when he did. And it was such an abiding memory for them. Whereas she was not remembered for all the thousands and thousands of hours that she had spent doing all the little things. So how memorable are you? And being present really these days is about switching off your cell phone and shutting down your laptop and being fully, fully present. And then the A is for being available. You know, we're very busy today. And sometimes we are so busy that kids think that we don't care. So there was a wonderful story in, you know, those Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And there was a boy who found out how much his dad made in every hour, what his work was worth per hour. And he saved up enough money to buy an hour of his dad's time. And that was such a heart-wrenching story. And then the second P, so we've done PA, now we're in the second P, is for proud. So we teach, dads need to teach kids to value themselves by valuing and believing in their children by showing pride in both their achievements and their journey in getting there. And here's a caveat. One of the traps that dads fall into is that they sometimes try and live vicariously through their children. And that's an unfair burden. So if you thought you should have been a national or provincial cricketer, don't live vicariously through your son or your daughter, because it might not be their thing. And no matter how much encouragement, if your child lands up on the wrong track, it can really seriously negatively impact on them and how they see themselves. So we must make sure that our attention and affection is not performance-based, but that we love our children for who they are. Just checking, Nicholas. Can you hear me?
No, no, totally. I'm choking back a tear or two with that story that you told me about the kid that saved up for an hour of his father's time. Wow.
Yes, I know. It's a powerful thing, hey, because, you see, there are some nonverbal questions that our kids ask of us every single day, whether you're a mum or a dad. And these three questions are really fundamental to what drives their behavior to gain your attention. And those three questions are, do you see me? Not just my body, but all of me and all of my potential. Do you hear me? Not just the words I speak, but those I can't speak, those I'm not saying, the spaces between my words. And right now in COVID-19, do you hear my fear? Do you feel my overwhelm, even if I don't have the words to express it to you? And then the third question is, am I important to you? And these questions are so huge in our children's lives. They are asked nonverbally, subconsciously. Our children do not know they're asking them, but they are seeking positive yes answers. And that last one, am I important to you, is very much linked to that A in the Papa effect, being available. You know, pitching up to watch your kids play in a match or be on the stage or pitching up to a parent-teacher meeting. And what's very interesting, Nicholas, is at the moment I'm polling a lot of my audiences online in the webinars that I'm doing. And I run, you know, polls to find out the emotional temperature of the audience, how many people have kids, how many children they have, how old they are, do they have a second person at home who helps them with their children over this lockdown time. And I had one dad the other day in one of my sessions, because I also do group coaching sessions after I've done a corporate intervention. And his comment at the end of the session was, after this session, I'm going to my wife and I'm going to tell her I want to be involved in the school from home situation. And I said to him, you mean you haven't helped out so far? And he said, no, I haven't, because I thought this was my wife's job. And we're picking up a huge trend, and it's not actually a trend. We know that South Africa is quite a patriarchal society. And I had a conversation with a woman in banking yesterday who's part of a women's forum. And what they are picking up is that males in the banking environment are actually not getting involved in their children's education from home. And they're actually willing to pay their wives, even their wives who have full-time jobs themselves, to take on childcare at the moment because they have no extra hands at home. And so they're expecting, or they're seeing, that their own job is more important than their wives' full-time jobs, and that they see that the women should be the primary parent.
I really don't understand how in this day and age there's still mom and dad jobs.
Yes, and it's true. It exists. It really exists, Nicholas.
And the guys that are actually paying their wives to do the work that, well, in my eyes, they should be doing themselves, is this across the board or only in the sort of higher LSMs, those that have a little bit of expendable cash?
Well, those who have a bit of expendable cash, who are seeing that their job, their position in the workplace is more important than their wife. So this gentleman who was speaking to me on this session, you know, when I asked him, you know, have you never done this before? And he said, no, you know, I thought this was my wife's work. I said, and how do you think she's going to react when you say that you want to be involved? And he said, I think she is going to be ecstatic. It was just a thought out of left field for him. He had never, ever considered that being part of his children's education would A, help his wife, and B, be good for his children. So it was a real aha moment for him. And I hope that some of our dads listening right now are going to have an aha moment as well.
What I like about the lockdown, though, is that it's going to force a lot of aha moments for dads, because they've been thrown into the deep end. And like you mentioned, the patriarchal society that we live in, we do still have the mommy and the daddy roles that are, I won't say predetermined by society, but expectant. But that's forcibly turned on its head during the lockdown.
Yes, well, I think the lockdown brings us some real moments of reflection. And I was chatting to somebody about the fact that for the first time, children are actually seeing us work. You know, we usually go to an office to work, and children don't get to see us at work. And for the first time ever, for many children, they're actually seeing their dads and their mums work. They're hearing the work conversations taking place. They're seeing work happen. You know, that is if you are able to work from home over this time. And that's not a bad thing, because often there's this invisible side of a parent. That dad goes off to work, and that is a black hole. And kids don't know what happens in that black hole. They can't really connect the dots. I'll never forget my dad. When I was around 12, he got a new job. And I asked him if he would take me to his office. I needed to position himself in my mind's eye where he spent 8 to 10 hours a day. It was a very important connection that I needed to make. And I remember walking into this office, and he was new in the office. And I remember walking down the corridor, seeing that everybody had a name tag outside their office. And my dad didn't. And I was horrified. Now, he was new, so obviously they hadn't had it made yet. And, you know, I went home. I was so proud of my dad. I went home, and I got a piece of tomato box wood. Remember the old wooden tomato boxes? Tomatoes used to come in a wooden box with slats.
Yeah.
And I found a slat that was about the same width and length as all the other name tags on the doors. And I've got some wood stain that was the same color as everybody else's name tag on their door. And I got some silver paint, because everybody had their names in silver on the brown tag. And I actually painted my dad a name tag for his door, for his office, R.L.N. Bennett. And I don't think it was ever used, of course, but my dad had to have a tag for his door. And I sent it to work with him, and he probably had it sitting, you know, on some chest of drawers or a filing cabinet in his office. But it made me feel so much better that I had created this name tag with so much love for my dad, because he needed a name tag. So, you know, it's very interesting.
I hope you've planted a seed among children that may be listening now, looking for that last minute gift to try and put together something for dad.
Yeah, Father's Day gift. What a good idea. I hadn't even thought of that, but yes. Okay, so then we've got two more letters to talk about. The third P in Papa, the second middle P, is being protective. So dads are quite a physical symbol of protection, aren't they? We kind of expect dads will physically protect their children, but they're also a symbol of emotional security. And interestingly, dads are better at putting down boundaries and are less manipulable than mums. And that's because mothers have a much bigger guilt gland than dads. And children are better able to manipulate their mothers than they are their fathers. So fathers are less negotiable, and kids are less likely to try and negotiate with a dad. Dads are also the family fixer on many levels, because they get things sorted. Something needs to be done, and they do it. And your role as a dad is also to teach your children to become resourceful and resilient in themselves, and to learn to become independent little by little. So here's an area where dads can really pass on life skills. Don't clean the car by yourself. Get your kids in to help you. Don't clean the muddy bikes by yourself. Get your kids in to help you. Don't clean the swimming pool by yourself. Teach your kids how to do it. It's a science experiment, testing the water of the swimming pool. It's wonderful. Kids actually love it. And kids want to be invited in to become good at what they see you doing every single day. And then the final letter in Papa is to be attentive, to pay attention, to listen, to talk, and to share. Doing things together with your kids. So if you have a daughter, dates with your daughters and adventures with your sons. So dads have a massive influence on how their daughters will allow themselves to be treated by a man in the future and how their sons will treat women and other people. So dads need to be a symbol of a healthy expression of emotion. Now, one of the big problems we have in the world, or many of the world's problems, are actually as a result of men failing to use their strength appropriately by actually abusing their power, whether it is political power or physical power, or even failing to use their power at all. In other words, not showing up. So children need to see their dads control their strength, use it to love, to serve, and to protect, but not to dominate and take what's not theirs. And so we really need to celebrate all the good things about dads this weekend. We need to honor and adore our dads for what I call the Papa effect. So being present, being available, being proud, being protective, and being effective. And there are so many loving, supportive, and involved dads out there. So I'm really wishing every dad out there a happy Father's Day. And I hope that today, or tomorrow, that they are celebrated and acknowledged for everything they are and for everything they do for their children and all the ways in which they support their children's mother, whether they are married or single, you know, supporting the other party, and this goes both ways, is so valuable for children. So I really do wish all dads a big dose of patience and a heart full of love on this Father's Day. And I hope they don't have to wait in a queue for attention on their special day.
Dad being the operative word there, just to reiterate, takes a special person to be called dad or daddy. Anybody can be a father. Before we say goodbye, Nikki Bush, our resident parenting expert on Weekend Breakfast, let's talk bubbles. Very, very cheap and simple way to keep your kids entertained. But there's also a quite interesting and important part about sensory perception that it builds.
That's right. So I thought today we would chat about bubbles because, as you say, everybody can afford bubbles. For a couple of rand, you can get a bottle of fun. The last thing, though, you want is for a child to spill bubbles because it's a very messy exercise. But bubbles are actually very important for speech. Good speech has lots of different body parts attached to it. It's the lips, it's the tongue, it's the cheeks, it's the jaw, and then it's the whole way we breathe. And if you actually put your hand over your solar plexus and you say the letters P and B, P and B, where do you feel the P and the B? You actually feel it in your solar plexus. So when children blow bubbles, or blow up a balloon, for example, they are using the lips, the cheeks, and the tongue. They are shaping their mouth to blow into that little hole that the bubble wand has, and they're having to control the breath so that they don't burst the bubble. So there's an enormous amount of control of all the different body parts for good speech that go into blowing a bubble effectively and not bursting it. And the shape of the lips when you blow a bubble versus the shape of the lips when you blow into a whistle, for example, is very, very different. And all of that goes to help us with creating the right kind of sounds or lip shapes for different sounds. So when you say ah versus ah versus e, our lips are in a completely different position. So go and buy yourself a bottle of bubbles, or go and buy your children a bottle of bubbles this weekend, and take turns blowing them. The other thing that dads can do this Father's Day is blow lots of bubbles and and let their children run and burst them, either by poking them with their fingers or by stomping on them when they actually land on the ground. So you can create a lot of fun out of nothing with a little bottle of bubbles, and it can be highly educational and good for a child's development at the same time.
Beautiful conversation there, parenting expert Nikki Bush. I hope you enjoy your Father's Day, and we'll speak to you same time, same place next week on Weekend Breakfast.
Lovely. Thanks, Nicola.
Nikki Bush chatting to us about the Papa Effect.